makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today. It's Friday, August 15th, a day before the Texans take on the Saints. We talked to cornerback Antoine Woldon about making his rookie debut in that game.
Fight 72. Fight 72.
Antoine Woldon sat out in the game against Denver. He'll make his rookie debut against the Saints. The cornerback looked good practicing against them this week. He even had a pick. I caught up with Woldon after Friday's practice. So how are you feeling going into the game?
I feel well prepared. You know, I've been studying my playbook, you know, been on, jumping on top of things the coach has been talking about in the meetings.
And how did the practices go against the Saints for you?
I think it was a good change up, you know, to go down there and see where we are, you know, see how well we are, you know, against another opponent, you know, so I think it was good.
Things look like they got pretty competitive out there.
Oh, yeah, it was real competitive, you know. It's a new environment. It was a hostile environment. The cameras are on. You know, you got to show up and do your job.
Well, you had an interception, so you have to feel pretty good about how things went for you.
Yeah, I think it was a starting point, you know. That's, you know, I was in the right position at the right time. You know, that you have to continue to use good technique, you know, like Coach Hope always talked about.
Do you feel like it was a good measuring stick to play or practice against another team like that? You know, as opposed to our team, which you see and hit the same people every day?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I think they were considered, you know, one of the Super Bowl contenders in the NFC, you know, and again, you know, it was nice to practice against them.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back Monday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans.